Picnic day. Oh, I'm late. Peggy Penguin sprung out of bed, got dressed, grabbed the lunchbox on the table, and dashed off to school. It was school picnic day today. Peggy was very excited, so she could not sleep well last night. She was running as fast as she could. When she ran into the school playground, her friends were already boarding the school bus.
Come, Peggy, be quick,
her friends shouted. Soon, the children arrived at the countryside. The weather was so good. The children had a good time playing and singing in the sun. When it was time for lunch, the children sat in a circle and took out their food. Betsy Bear had some honey bread. Candy Cat had some fish pie. David Duck had chocolate cookies. Emma Elephant had a big banana cake. And Michael Monkey brought lots of fruit.
Dad said he prepared my favorite fish fingers for me. I can't wait.
Peggy opened her lunchbox, but found that it was empty.
Where are the fish fingers?
Peggy recalled that there were two boxes on the table.
I must have taken the wrong box.
Peggy did not have breakfast that morning, played under the sun for several hours, and now she had nothing for lunch. In a shock, Peggy fainted.
Oh, what happened?
Peggy slowly opened her eyes.
You fainted just now. Are you feeling better? Have some water,
Candy said.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Miss Eagle asked. Peggy shook her head.
You must be really hungry. Eat something. You need energy.
I have no food today. I only have an empty lunchbox.
Peggy replied.
No, your lunchbox is not empty,
Betsy said.
Look.
The children brought over Peggy's lunchbox. It was full of different kinds of food. There was a slice of fish pie, some honey bread, a slice of banana cake, a chocolate cookie, some grapes, and a big red apple.
How come?
Peggy looked up
and saw her friends smiling. She understood right away. Her heart was filled with gratitude. "Thank you, my dear friends,"